Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 1, verses 7 to 17. A twofold word. Another title would be The First Vision. Zechariah has several visions in this part of his prophecy, and here is the first, but I've called it a twofold word. Zechariah sees in verse 8, "During the night I had a vision, and there before me was a man riding a red horse among the myrtle trees," and so on, "in a ravine. And there were other horses there." But I come to this point here. "I asked," he said, in verse 9, "what are these, my lord?" "The angel who was talking with me answered, 'I will show you what they are. And then he had the explanation from the man standing among the myrtle trees. He said, "They are the ones the Lord has sent to go throughout the earth." And they reported to the angel of the Lord. Then the angel of the Lord said, "Lord Almighty, how long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and from the towns of Judah?" And so on. And I pick up really from verse 10 onwards with the explanation. Zechariah is puzzled, verse 9, as most of us are, I'm sure. But the explanation is given in verses 14 and 15. It is the word of the Lord to Zechariah to give to Judah. And it's a double, twofold word. First of all, God is jealous for Judah. He is angry with the nations that have inflicted on Judah the punishments that have come. And then the second part of the discourse, the second part of the word of God, is in the promise in verse 16 and 17. So the explanation from verse 10 onwards, 14 and 15, we have the first word of God. And then 16 and 17, we have the second word of God. And it boils down to this, as far as I can see, that God is jealous for Judah, angry with the nations because they've inflicted Judah. Sure enough, God visited Judah with judgment because of their sin. But these people have added, poured their own contempt upon Judah. Verse 14 and 15, for example. "I'm very angry with the nations that feel secure. I was only a little angry," as God puts it, "but they added to the calamity." And then verse 16 and 17, "I will return to Jerusalem. My towns will again overflow with prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem. The temple will be built. Prosperity will come. Jerusalem will be restored. The people will come back." So it's this twofold word, warning and encouragement, judgment and mercy. Well, that's the history. This is the opening vision for Zechariah, and therefore the encouragement. The book of Ezra says that he, with Haggai, and of course later on Malachi, would be teaching the people at this time. Now, all that's history, but the application I'm going to make to today, and it does apply to the believer and the unbeliever. What is this word? God's word is always the same. It's a double word. The gospel is a double word. There is the wrath of God meted out upon the Son of God to show the love of God, judgment and mercy. We see it written throughout the Bible, John 3. We see it in Romans. We see it everywhere in Scripture. The judgment of God and the mercy of God, the love of God. And here it is for the believer and the unbeliever today. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have warnings from God if we will break our covenant, the new covenant, or the Jews broke their covenant, the old Mosaic covenant, then we're under the judgment of God. But in wrath, God remembers mercy. Let us not, though, trade on that. It's time for us to repent and reform and return, Revelation 2 and 3. What about the unbeliever? Unbeliever, there is a double word for you. There is mercy offered to sinners. But understand this, mercy comes because of God's wrath. In wrath, God offers mercy. But if we refuse that mercy now, then in eternity it will only be wrath. This is the day of mercy. This is the day of grace. Now is the time to come to Christ. Do not delay. And now means now, not next week. It means now.